This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. India and Finland today exchanged several agreements in different areas, including environmental cooperation, migration and mobility partnership, and statistics in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held discussion with President of Finland Alexander Stubb on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In his joint statement, Prime Minister Modi said, "Today the world is going through a phase of instability and uncertainty." He said, "From Ukraine to West Asia, several regions across the world are witnessing ongoing conflicts."
आज विश्व एक अस्थिरता और अनिश्चितता के दौर से गुजर रहा है। ऐसे ग्लोबल एनवायरनमेंट में भारत और यूरोप दुनिया की दो बड़ी डिप्लोमेटिक पावर्स अपने संबंधों के सुनहरे दौर में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं। हमारा बढ़ता सहयोग वैश्विक स्थिरता, विकास और साझा समृद्धि को नई मजबूती दे रहा है।
The President of Finland arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day state visit to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed their shared concerns over the evolving situation in West Asia and the need for a return to dialogue and diplomacy. He said that the two countries will continue to engage closely and coordinate efforts towards the early restoration of peace and stability in the region. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri signed the condolence book at the Embassy of Iran in Delhi today on behalf of the Government of India. Mr. Misri offered condolences at the death of Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, today stated that the Global South will decide what the world order will look like next and India will play a deciding factor in it. Delivering the keynote address at the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi, President Stubb acknowledged that there are major challenges in world politics today. He called for striving to provide concrete normative proposals on how to fix the global world order. He remarked that global power balance has shifted and Global South has economy and demography in its sight. President Stubb said the era of a Western-dominated world is over, but this will take some time to sink in across the West. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke with Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi this afternoon. The External Affairs Minister also spoke with Oman's Foreign Minister Sayyed Badr bin Hamad bin Hamoud al-Busaidi on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. The conflict in West Asia is escalating rapidly as several countries are involved. US and Israel are carrying out joint airstrikes against Iran, while Tehran is responding with missiles and drones. Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah has joined the attacks. Azerbaijan today accused Iran of carrying out a drone attack against its exclave of Nakhchivan, in which two civilians have been injured. Qatar has said the country was subjected to missile attack and its air defense systems are intercepting the missiles. Local authorities are evacuating residents living in the vicinity of the U.S. embassy. Air defense systems of Saudi Arabia intercepted and destructed several drones. Earlier in the day, Iran launched a new wave of attacks at Israeli and American bases and threatened that the U.S. will regret torpedoing an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. Israeli military said it has launched another wave of strikes on Iran as explosions were heard in multiple locations in Tehran. The election to the House of Representatives members of Nepal has concluded peacefully across the country today. The voting process started at 7 a.m. and ended at 5 p.m. with ballot boxes being sealed by officers immediately after polling time concluded. 65 political parties have contested under the first post-direct system with 61 election symbols for 165 seats. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England have won the toss and elected to field against hosts India in the second semi-final at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The winner of today's match will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.